recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Mila, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Amud Beit. And so we continue on now into the dinim of the Chataot HaMetot, which basically were introduced as usual at the end of the previous sugya. And now we get into the Chatchila, not cases where we were doicha, but Ivlat Chatat, Tmurat Chatat, Chatat Shemetu Ba'aleha. First of all, what is the din bichlal of the five examples of the Chatot HaMetot? Three of them are put together in one category, Yomutu, so this is one set. A Chatat, which obviously is a female that has a child, or a Tmurat Chatat, where I exchanged a Behemat Chulin for a Chatat, and a Chatat where the owner died before using it. All of these are Halach L'Mashim Yisinai, that they're no longer usable for Hekdash, they have to be allowed just to die. She'ibrash natavish avdav nimseit ba'alat mum. Now the other set is, and we saw just at the end of the last parak, that this gufa is really how to understand the relationship between ibrash natav and avdav nimseit, is actually a machloket between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. But right now we're reading the Mishnah, Kitzurata, and in this set, the only time that a chatat that got too old to be used, or that was lost and found as a balat mum. So now it depends. If we found it, and or if we now have this chatash of rashinata after the balim was mechaper with another one. So in other words, this guy did not wait around for his chatat that got too old to get a mum, because that's what he could have done. He could have gotten a mum. He would have sold it. He would use the money to buy a new chatash. Now it's perfectly normal. And in that case, there would be no chatat ameta. Or if the Avda would have also, had he waited around, found that as a balat mum, it sold it, it would have been great. But over here, he wanted to get a kapara right away. When he gave other money, it was bechaper with another one. So now these two also become, since they were nitche by the fact that they have two things wrong with them. First of all, they cannot be used. Secondly, he went ahead and chose another one instead of waiting for them. So because of that, they are also chatot ametot, as opposed to the first three, where you didn't need to also have the Kipru HaBalim Ba'acheret, and therefore they're tabut. In these cases where they were recovered, and now they're standing in front of us, the Avdav and Yipsit Balat Mu'ed, Iva Shnata, since they're not Ro'i, so they're not going to be Osa Tamura, because you already Doicha them, they're worse than a regular Balmum. Regular Balmum is Osa Tamura. The Torah says Beferish, Tov Bera, Rav Betov. The Balmum still has enough Kedusha in it to be able to be Oysa Tamur, but over here, since it's a Tamut, so it's totally Nitchet over there, it doesn't have sufficient Kedusha to be Tofes Kedusha Ton a Tamura. And the din is about them themselves, since they're not Ro'ui anymore for Agdesh. So Bemela, there's no Me'ila, Midiraita, but Lo Nehanin, you're not allowed to be Nene, Midrabbanan. Now this relates back to the sugya that we had before. The Gemara said, "What? There's such a thing as a meila drabbanan?" And we were going crazy. I mean, this Mishnah says beferish the way Rashi is learning it here. I mentioned this to you earlier, but there seems to be a contradiction because over there we were assuming that lo nanin does not mean meila; it just means it's an iser b'alma. That was the lashon of Rashi, right? Iser b'alma. Over here he says v'lo mu'alim midaraita ela midrabbanan, which is the contradiction to before, which is why we assumed that the sugya before was just a way of looking at it, but it wasn't the way that we remain, that there's three dargas of lo nanin and isur b'alma, lo ma'alim and yoraita, and sometimes ma'alim and rabbanan in these rare cases that the Gemara wanted to suggest there. Okay, but in any event, getting back here, so lo ma'alim would certainly mean yoraita lo ma'alim, and according to Rashi, you are ma'al Midrabbanan, which is Nisha, that's more chomer. It's not really Nogea, because obviously you can't bring a carbon Me'ila, an Asha Me'ila, on a Drabbanan, it would be Chulun Bazara. Nor is there a Chiyav of Chomesh, as we said earlier, on Me'ila Midrabbanan. It's a Ma'be Me'ila Diyaraita, Me'ila Midrabbanan. The difference was you don't pay Chomesh. Okay, but it's a definition of the Is. Now, Imachaloki Pruhabalam, however, these last two cases, namely of Rash Nata and lost and found as a Balat Mum, so if it was found before the Balat Mum Bechaper with another one, and this is what should be done, L'chatrima, so then you wait until it gets a Balat Mum. The case of Av Rash Nata, obviously, the one that was of the Nimtzet Balat Mum, you know, have to wait for it to get a Mum. So let it be put to pasture till it gets a Mum, and then Timacher can be sold, which is now the exchange of its kedusha for a moment through selling. V'yikhu b'dam e'acharet, use that money, which is now kodesh, with the original kedusha, to buy another one. And in this case, since it is kayim now, it's not maybe a balat mum, and it cannot be used itself in the mizbeach, but it's not a tamut, and it's not nitcha b'yadayim. Therefore, it is also tamur like any other balat mum. And you also would be mauled in it, because it's at least, even though it's not Kaddush Kedusha Baguf any longer, but it still has the Kedusha for its damim, because you're going to be selling it. That Kedusha is also, not to be confused with Kaddush damim for Berek Abayit. Remember, it's possible Kedusha damim for Mizbeach, possible Kedusha damim for Berek Abayit. Obviously, this Kedusha damim for Mizbeach, but it's Kedusha damim as opposed to Kedusha Taguf, but it's no different than the Kedusha damim for Berek Abayit, which is also Chai V'Mi'il. Ask the Gemara. Now, there's clearly a mistake in the Gemara. So, probably it's a total mistake, in my opinion, but since there's no other girsa like it, the Shita does the best he can with the words that we have. We already know what the question is on this Mishnah, because we had it back in Temura. So the question that we had over there in Temura was, why do we separate the mitzvah, the Mishnah, into two separate sets? Why say Tamut twice? Say all five and say Tamut at the end. And the answer was the obvious answer. The first three cases are just clear and simple. They don't require any adjunct and any additional explanation. So the first three cases are tamut no matter what. Vlad chata, tamar chata, they're going to die. The other two cases of Rash Nata and the Avda, rom, pom, 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 and the Avra, Shinata, I mean the Avda, Nimtzet Balat Mum, what is the din? It depends. So once it depends, it's already a different set. The different set we put into a different set. Because I need to explain it now. It depends. If it was Kippur Baalah, it was a Kippur, what the din would be, if not Kippur. I want to mess that up by mixing it with the first case. The unfortunate language in our Gemara is Maishna Resha Delo Kamiflagay, Maishna Sevet Kamiflagay, which makes absolutely no sense. On the simple level of it. It's saying, why is it that in the Sefer we have to make a difference between Kippur Baalah Ba'acher or not Kippur, which is nonsensical. So what are you going to say? Chatat Shemetu Ba'aleah is a question whether it's Kippur or not Kippur. It makes absolutely no sense at all. What does the Gemara think if this is the Lush? So either it's a total mistake, or we could try to fix it up the way the Shittit fixes it up, which is Ma'ishna Reisha Depolik Misefer. Ma'ishna Sefer Depolik. Why do we need this separate? Why do we need a separation, a separate sefer, which is a very clumsy way of asking the question of why not put them all together? But anyway, that's the question. Answers the Gemara. The Reish is psikalei. The sefer is all psikalei. So, okay, it's easy to write those three as a simple case, and then to move on to the next two, which are not psikalei, and we need to go out to define it. And ask the Gemara, why do we repeat this whole thing? Why is it that we had this Mishnah already before? Why do we need to repeat it? Gabi Tumura, we have exactly the same Mishnah. Yes, but that was to tell me the din of Osat Tumura, Loosat Tumura, which appears over here. Here we're reading it to tell me the din of Mualimbo, Reng Mualimbo. And therefore it's repeated here in Mi'ila. So, Hatana Hata Mishum Tumura, and Tanahaka Mishum Mi'ila. Continues Zayla the Mishnah. Hamafrish ma'ot l'neziruto. So here we have a nazir who sets aside funds for his carbon, and since he has to bring three separate carbonot, he has to bring a shlomim, and he has to bring a chatat and an olah. He didn't say which part of the money is for which. He just took $100, set it aside, I'm going to use this money for my carbonot of nazir. So therefore, if somebody would use those ma'ot for some other purpose, it would be over on an Issa D'Rabbanan, but not on really Me'ila. Lo Ne'anin v'lo Mo'alim. Why? Because since he didn't define what the money is for, theoretically, he could take all of his money and buy his carbon shlamim, his El Nazir, which is a shlamim. And since had he used it all for shlamim, it would have been Kachim Kalim, and obviously before Zrika, because it's only money. So
there's been no me'ila on it. So you cannot be miyachad me'ila and say this money is miyuchad la'Hashem, because it's not. I can buy kachim kalim with it and add other money for my chatas and my yoyla. And therefore, mipnei shein ruinin lavo kulam shlamim, since theoretically I could have them all as a carbon shlamim, therefore they would not be chayev in me'ila. Now how about if a guy, who's a nazir, dies before bringing his karbanot, and he dies leaving behind ma'ot situmim. He didn't define which part of this money goes for which of his karbanot. So in that case, all of the money that is left over falls to a nedava, which is the kites on his beach, because it's all roi ultimately to be used for kites on his beach, and therefore there's no problem. But suppose he had defined which part was for his chatas. Oh, yeah, that was a problem, because then it would be ma'ot chatat shemetu ba'alea, which is one of the five chatot ametot. And therefore, it also, the same way that the animal can't be used, as we said, if the chatat is meta, then the ma'ot yelchu le'yamamela. So over here, the value of a chatat, at least, would have to be yelchu le'yamamela, and it would have the same din, in the monetary sense, as chatot ametot. Lo nehemin, that's the value of the chatas. The value that he had set aside and defined as an eila in a chinami, that can still be brought as an eila, because that's a halacha that it's possible for the yorshim to bring an eila. There's no problem with, there's no specific din of kapora for this person. The demei shalabim, also, the yorshim bring that shlamim. However, that shlamim has some interesting din. Because since it's a replacement of an El Nazir, so then it cannot be eaten as in typical Shlamim, which is for Shnei Yamim V'Layla Achat B'Nehem, because an El Nazir is not eaten that way. It's only eaten for that day, like a Korban Teda. But the El Nazir also is similar to a Korban Teda, in that you bring special lechem with the El Nazir, which is brought together with the pieces of the El Nazir itself. There's Rabbi Shela, and it's waved on the hands of the Nazir. Now, of course, I won't be able to do that, because there is no Nazir. And therefore, what I do is I treat the Karman itself as a Karman Shlomim, that's a quasi-Teida, in other words, eating Yom Echad, but there's no Lecha, because I'm not, unable to do the Aveda with this Lecha. So, Derecholim the Yom Echad, Ve'ein Te'unin Lechem, because it says, how the El Nazir, and since over here the you can't put it on the kapeh nazir, there's no point in bringing lech. Matki flor Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish attacked the way that this Mishnah is phrased. Because what the Mishnah says over here is that since, opens up and says, there's no me'ila, since you could theoretically use the money for shlomi. I mean, since you could use the money theoretically for shlomi. So if you're already going to think about what you could theoretically use the money for, then Titus Reish Lakish, why not give us a case? Somebody sets aside ma'ot that was for a chiyuv of kinim. Kinim is echad la'ola, ve'echad l'chatat. So it's a yoledet, whatever the case may be, in any korban olaviyori. So you have one for a korban chatas, one for a korban eila. Okay, what would be the din there? Normally, you would have, if it wasn't mufurash, which one is which, you'd say it would be the same as here. But over here, why don't we say that since, theoretically, all you said was for birds. So suppose you would walk into a store and you'd buy the wrong kind of bird. Meaning, let's say that you would buy b'nei yonah that were too old. They were already after they reached maturity. Remember, the din is that the b'nei yonah have to be prepubescent and the turin or bedafka postpubescent. And they're in between is possible in both of them. Remember our Mishnah in Chulin. And you could theoretically, Satitis Reish Lakish, Heimru Uyim La Viturin Shaloi Giazman. Suppose you use the money to buy a Tor that is not yet mature, or a Ben Yonah that is too mature. Shavar Zmanah. That does point out that this is a ridiculous question, obviously. What do you mean? You're going to use the money to buy something that you're not allowed to buy? What is that? I mean, it's a silly question. So Tosis explains that it's not silly at all. It's just that the Gemara is a bit misleading. What it means is, you could theoretically walk into a store in order to buy a bird that is very, very young, fresh, and just at its time. So let's say a week before. It's now a Torah that is in its pubescent stage. It's not kosher for Mizbeah. In another 3 days, it'll be kosher for Mizbeah. Fine, so you buy it today in order to bring it by the time you get to the Beit HaMikdash next week. You'll have really good quality birds that are in their finest hour. There's nothing wrong with that. But Lebaisa, until such time as they become royal in Mizbeah, they're Bechusser Zman, and therefore there won't be Me'ilah, because it's not royal in Mizbeah. What about the other case that talks about buying B'nai another too old? That was just brought in Agav. Obviously, it can't mean that case. But since usually we put those two together, Torim, Shaloi Giazman, B'nai Onad, there are, so we threw that in too. But obviously, that can't be what the Gemara means. Okay. But in any event, it certainly is possible that the money would be legally used in the fashion that Tosfos describes. Omar Rava, it's still a meaningless question, Tainas Rava. Because, look, the Torah said, take your ma'ot stumim. What are you going to do with your ma'ot stumim? You have to use some of it for shlomi, right? Did the Torah ever say, buy torim shelo yigi hazmanam? Of course not. Amra Torah havei torim shelo yigi hazmanam? Why would the Torah say that? She'inam ro'liyinam izbeach? That's silly. So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mean you could theoretically. The Mishnah means you should. And since you should partially, why not you should entirely? How does that relate to what you could? Therefore, even Reish Lakish, even the way Tosfos explains the kasha, is not a kasha. Lovely? Everybody clear now on this? I'm seeing all kinds of interested faces surrounding me, light pouring out of them. Pure energy. I just feel so energized, especially with Richie there. Telling you. His coffee is really doing it for me, Rich.
After.
No, not. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, no. All morning. Long
sitting next to me is a teacher who really appreciates that idea of, the energy that comes out of the classroom. He wouldn't want to sit here without giving some back. I'm telling you, it's just a pleasure being here. It must be the Hashpa of Yom HaAtzmaut. And now we're ready for our dear President.
Zabka Heilige Mishnah.
Let's pretend it was done with a full exciting symphony. Symphony orchestra, as the Medrash puts it, the symphony orchestra that accompanies us at all times. Mm-hmm. The Malachim that used to accompany us until they also got bored, Yes, indeed. Those were the days. Tanya is Rebbe Shimon.
I have to say that Rebbe is responding to the needs of the Daf Yomi and timing and everything else. It's a little bit too fast to take these things in properly. So it just sort of is whizzing on.
Well, you've had this Mishnah before in Tamura just very recently. I mean, you had all these sugars, moments ago. Not only that, I mean, it's only 7.5 years since you learned it the last time in Me'ila.
I have some of the notes.
I'm sure you do. And for that matter, it's only 15 years since you learned it the time before that. So it should be truly fresh in your mind. Not to mention the fact that you learned it before that, 21 years. Exactly. So I don't understand what the problem is.
One word back.
Yes, we can. You like to pay the rent right in the middle of this year? Just to make sure everybody, I'm sure it's the Shem Shemayim that everybody should get. To make sure everybody gets the message. Gentlemen,
the envelope is on the table. If anybody hasn't seen it, here it is.
Aaron is very, very careful to make sure there's mezaka others in the mitzvah.
Is he paying the rent or collecting it?
There you go.
It's a window of opportunity here.
Yes, look at that. And you got even Richie to make a move. How do you like that? No, you don't need change, Richie. Come on. There's always. Look at that. Boy, such hot butter. That's when you know he'll be claiming his yeshiva bachur and you can get away with 10 shekel. He's been learning a long time. As the Gemara says, once you start going to the yeshiva, nichnas bo armumiut, you become a sneak. Okay.
I don't think I'd be able to join the club like you said, Holly, on today.
I only said that
because
I can't stay
till Midnight. Of course. I understand it was cool. I'm not really sarcastic. No, I'm really not. There's always combinations of truth. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you got to look at the contrast between Is blood thicker than water? That's the question. So, you have dam, but you also have water that's put on the mizbeach, right? Wine that's put on the mizbeach, right? So, dam starts off kal, but it gets more chamur as it goes, surprisingly. Even though it's really only derabbanan. We'll see in a moment. The nesachim, the truth is we're referring to the yayin here, as we'll see in the Gemara. Although it's true about the mayim as well. The nesachim, things that are poured on the mizbeach, are chomer betchilatan. They start off with a chomer lagabi me'ila, but they lose their me'ila as you go along. What do I mean? Well, look, the dam, before you do the mitzvah on the dam, you are not me'il on the dam. But after the dam that is left over is poured into the ama, and then it goes out to Nachal Kidron, which is in Barnea's neighborhood, and is collected for sale as fertilizer. And Hegdish makes that money. And the Rabbanan were gozer that you would be meal in it afterwards, which is really unusual, because usually after you're finished the mitzvah, there's no me'ilah. But over here, since there's a hakpadik to collect the water that has that blood mixed in it,
make a bloody fortune.
Never mind. And it was sold for fertilizer. Right. Special fertilizing waters. These were the first holy waters sold for fertilizing purposes. Of course, it was really the blood that was the fertilizer, but you could be sure there were plenty of superstitious farmers around who were happy to use the water that had gone through the Beis HaMikdash and pay a premium. Whether that is allowed for Hegdash Binana from, or whether it's Begetter Avodah Zarah, maybe that was a question they dealt with. But in any event, the Rabbanan were Geyser, a Rabbanan Isra Hanah, which is an Isra Me'ilah, so they were more Machmer. This was the case that we brought before. We were saying, is there such a thing as Me'ilah Rabbanan? This was the example of a Me'ilah Rabbanan. So, it gets more Chomer as it goes. We'll see how we know B'tchila Eimah Limpah. Whereas the Nisachim is just the opposite. B'tchilatan, you start off with Me'ilah, because it's like regular Kodshei Kodashim. So it starts off with Me'ilah. But once it's Yardu L'shitim, once you pour it out on the Mizbeach, and now the wine goes down through the little holes in the Mizbeach and goes all the way out to the Tahom, which is also in Barnea's neighborhood, that's for sure. So in that case, you would no longer be Me'ilah, because it's Nasit mitzvato, and in general, nasit mitzvato is no mitzvah. Tanya Rabbanan, mo'alim b'damim divi Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Shimon. V'chachamim omrim ein mo'alim. So we are assuming over here in our Mishnah that there is no mi'ilah. How did the Chachamim know that there's no mi'ilah in dam? Why isn't it like anything else? It's kodesh kodashim. Starts off as a given with mi'ilah until you do the mitzvah. Here we said, no, it starts off without mi'ilah and then gets a mi'ilah Rabbanan. How does that work? What's the svara? Omar Ula, it says in the Pasek, Vanina Tativ Lachem. Lachem, when the Torah says, I gave it to you. Yeah, I gave it to you. I gave it to you means Shalachem. That specifically, it's not mine, which would cause you to be male in it. It's for your use. Devei Rabbi Shmoltana, Vanina Tativ Lachem Lechaper Lafshotechem. Which means that the dam was given for purposes of kapara, not for purposes of causing greater sin. So the kaparanatativ, lola mi'ilah, some defining dam as being useful to you in terms of kapara, not as needing to be treated with a kedusha to be mevi l'mi'ilah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it comes from the posig, ki hadam hu banefesh yechaper. That's the part. That's the closing of the pasuk, right? Anina tafti lachem al mizbeach lechaper al nafshotechem ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. Now remember that hu is the existential word, which means nothing ever changes. Just pure existence can get sort of boring. So hu is, it is as it is. No essence is defined. And if that's the case, it has to be the same all along, which would mean that the dam is just like it is before kapara, the way it is after kapara. Just like after kapara, it's a given that there's no me'ila in the dam, so to before kapara, there's no me'ila in the dam. So it's like, well, why is one more given than the other? To say who just means whatever we know is given all along. Maybe we should do it the other way. Just like normally, Kodshei Kodashim, the moment that you make them Kodesh, they're b'me'ila. So the Chiddush is that the Dam retains its me'ila even afterwards. Why say just the opposite? So Ve'ema, why don't we say that it should be lifnei kapara? It should be la'achar kapara, ki lifnei kapara is the way to say it. Ma lifnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila? Af le'achar kapara yesh bo mi'ila? Says Rabbi Yochanan, well, that would be ridiculous. Because, I mean, if anything is a given, what's the given all across the halachot? That anything that's not sit mitzvato, no mi'ila, right? So then that's the given. If the Torah is saying, treat this as the given all along, the one given that we know is v'chiyesh chadavashin ha'seit mitzvato v'yesh b'milah, is there such a case? And since there's no such thing, therefore it must be telling me to treat the dam l'fnei kapara as not being chayav b'milah. Say, but what do you mean there's no such thing? Am I wrong? Why is there no such thing? What about the Trumat HaDeshen? Here, Richard, you can use this tomorrow. Perfect for you. There we go.
I guess I can close my eyes then, since I have nothing to
look
at. Rabbi, Hare Trumat HaDeshen. What about Trumat HaDeshen, where the Torah says specifically, V'samo etzal mizbeach? What does that mean? You already did everything you had to do, right? You picked it up in the shuffle, you took it off, that was the truma. But then it says it requires geniza. This has to be put right there in that spot on the left there. Samo. So Trumat HaDeshen is an example of a case. Am na'aseit mitzvato, and there's still me'ila afterwards. So maybe the dam is exactly that. Why do you say the given is that it cannot be that there's a me'ila after mitzvato? Well, this is what you're going to be. Yes, but that's a special case. I know that that's a special case, that it cannot be used to model other cases, because Trumat HaDeshen is one of two examples. Whenever you have one or two examples, it means that neither of them can serve as a model, because if it's not one and a model, why would it give you two dinim that are the same? Say it once, and then the model already serves for the other. So wherever we have Shnei Ketuvim, Habayim Kechat, teach me the same halacha, you cannot use either of those cases as a model. What's the other case? The other case is the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Trumat HaDeshen, there's a din of Me'ila after it's Nasik Mitzvato. The Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, Richie.
I'm listening.
No, I know you're listening, but you know, you've got to imagine this poor Sa'ir La'azazel, you know, the scapegoat?
The one that
you were in school all the time? Always the guy that got sent to the principal's office, the scapegoat, whenever the entire class misbehaved. It's got to be you.
Yeah.
It was you.
Yeah.
I'm right on that. So, the din with this.
Me?
Mew.
It's also this week's.
It doesn't matter whether you did it or not, Fox. So, what's that poor scapegoat? I mean, what happens to that scapegoat is a disaster. You throw it off of a cliff, and it breaks up into pieces. Right? And that's not Saint Mitzvato. Now, are the pieces Osirbana, huh? Since it says in the Torah, Eretz Gizerah, Gizerah means it's off limits, cut off from you. So that would mean that it's Aser Ba'ana'ah, even though it's not Seit Mitzvato. So we have Trumat HaDeshen and the broken off Evarim of the Sar Mishtaleach. Those are two examples of the same thing. Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad, where there is Milach, Shnei Seit Mitzvato. V'ko Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad, Ein Melamdim. I don't think that's the chorva.
It's been taken over.
It's
been kicked out.
Sometimes a year.
It was one of the
stipulations of the contract of the guy. They remain a COE place.
So in other words, they can have this special Nakba minion in the other place. Okay, so we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad. Of course, Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, says the Gemara. But wait, it's a machloket what the din is on the Evarim of the Sar Mishtaleach, because we have contradictory indications in the pasuk of how to deal with the scapegoat. Is Foxala back in class, or is it an Eretz Gezerah forever? That's
and
the
all
question.
The king's horses and all the king's men.
Couldn't put a Humpty Fox back together. So, what is the contradiction of Pasuk? Because on the one hand it says Hamidbar, and Midbar is by definition Mutar Banatz, Hefker. Midbar is Hefker for all. Hmm. On the other hand, it calls it an Eretz Gezerah. Hmm. Eretz Gezerah is much, but it's cut off. But I mean, it could be cut off in the sense of being so inaccessible, but Hefkerally inaccessible. So, in which case, it's all very nice. We've shlecht to Zina Bainke Achad, where the Mandi Omer holds you're not allowed to be Nana. But what about according to Mandi Omer, who says Nanim Ben, and he learns that from Midbar? So, Ma'ikala Meimar, you only have one pasuk. Answers the Gemara, we have another example. And we still have shlecht to Zina Bainke Achad. Because we have the Trumat HaDeshen. You guys all know how this Gemara is going to go, right? Because we've been through this so many times. We have the Trumat HaDeshen, and we have the big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, where the Torah says, V'nichum Sham, leave the begotten there, which is similar to V'samoet HaMizbeach, which means that they're Tunim Gneza. They can't be used again. So there's another example of something that was Nasik Mizvato, and nonetheless, it's Osir Bana. So, we've got another example of Emelamd. Wait, there too we have a Machloket. Does V'nichum Sham mean they can't be used? Or does V'nichum Sham mean that next Yom Kippur you buy new ones, but doesn't mean they can't be used? The Kohen Hedyot wants to use the big day lovan during the year. There's no Isser in using them. So, hey, Nichalaman, that's all a very nice point to Rabbanan, who learned that the words V'nichum Sham teach Melamechem to Unim Geniza. They have to be hidden away. They're obviously a Surbana. So then we have two examples, V'samo, by Trumat HaDeshen, V'nichum Sham, by the Bittek and Gadol, of things that were used and nonetheless remain Asur Bana. But according to Reb Dosa, who says that's not what V'nichum Sham means, they're mutar l'shtamesh b'em kohen hedyot. And V'nichum Sham just means next Yom Kippur you can't reuse them. You have to make new ones. So Ma'ika l'meima, you only have one example, Trumat HaDeshen. Ah, no, I have a third example. What's that? Egla Rufa. Mishum David Trumat HaDeshen Egla Rufa. Shnei Ktavim Avoyim Ke'achat. And the Egla Rufa has to be Sham. It has to be buried there and left there. And now you know what comes next. This is all very good according to the Mandi Omer, who learns that Shnei Ktavim Avoyim Ke'achat Eino Lamde. But what about according to the Mandi Omer, who holds Shnei Ktavim Avoyim Ke'achat? We're still Lamde. What are you going to do then? Answers the Gemara, because both of our examples contain miyutim to tell me that they are not to serve as examples for others. Shrei miyute ktive. Ktiv hatam ha'arufa uktiv hatam v'samo etzlam izbeach, which means ha'ni'im idiyach v'nilo. Nothing else should be this way. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is correct in saying the given is that there's no me'ila after kapor, after it's used for its purposes. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah says is that when it comes to nisachim, which certainly includes the yayin, right? When it comes to the nisachim, then you start off with me'ila, like any other kachi kadashim. And once you pour them off onto the mizbeach, they go down into the shittim, then you're not me'ila. And then because they're not sit mitzvato. Now the problem is that there's a very fascinating sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok holds that you actually used to recapture the wine that was put down into the shittim. Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, there was a chamber that allowed the wine to settle, and it became condensed, finally hardened. And once every 70 years, what did you say?
Congealed?
Yeah. It starts with congealing and then becomes hardened.
And wine?
Yes. The Romans actually poisoned themselves by doing this, but that's because they used a lead compound to harden the wine. But that's the way they had wine along the road.
And at least they had wine along the road.
Yeah, it didn't do the army much good. They died quite young from lead poisoning. Too bad for the old Romans. But anyway, here it took 70 years. They weren't ready to spend 70 years on it. Once every 70 years, the young Barneas were sent down to recapture the wine. So, obviously, our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, because...
Sheva.
Yeah, that's right. So, our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, because Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says it didn't go down to the through the shittim into the tahom. Instead, there was a little manhole, which was between the area that was between the kevesh and the mizbeach. Obviously, it wasn't covered by the kevesh. It was towards the west of the kevesh. And once every 70 years, the young kohanim pirchei kuna would climb down, scamper down. Obviously, if they're pirchei kuna, they scamper. They don't just climb. And they would go down and bring up that yayin karush, which was like, wow, it was doma le'igulei dveila, was like pressed dates.
All the time, you one kind of that.
Yeah, but you know how it is.
They are the,
with a kick. And they would be burnt. You would burn them in the Azor. That it's kishem shenisucha b'kedusha, the same way that it had to be poured out in the on the mizbeach, so too it has to be burnt in the Azor tzreifa, tzreifata b'kedusha. Man, I like that limud. Where the heck does it say anything in that pasuk? That's what are you talking about? My mashba, where do you see that in that pasuk? V'yomer Ravina, you're missing half the information over here. We are actually making a gzeres shava with the word kodesh. The word kodesh appears by sreifat notar. V'saraftata notar ba'esh v'lo yachel ki kodesh. So we learn out from here that just like notar, sreifata is b'kedusha, which we learn out dafka from the dinim of chatas. So too, this thing has to be burned by kedusha. Now, if that's true, if it had to be burned by kedusha, so then you cannot say that it was not set mitzvata. I still have to, similar to the deshen on the mizbeach, I still have to take it off to the trumata deshen. You cannot call it not set mitzvata. In which case, the Mishnah, which says no, it's davar pashut that there would be no meila, is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Because you could say, Afilu Tamei Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, it might be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, and it would be referring to a case where, ikalat, if, in fact, you went ahead and got a cup of the wine before it went into the manhole, what would be the meaning of that? Well, there's two stages here. Stage number one is pour the wine out from its container onto the mizbeach. That's not set mitzvato. If you collected at that moment in a cup, no me'ila. Once the wine falls into the manhole and lands on the ground, then it becomes kadosh with the kedusha of the azara. That's what's mechayev in sreifa. But in between the initial mitzvah, you were yotze. And the male, even according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok, there would be no problem. Okay? That's one possibility. Another possibility is the ikalat is a definition of what Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok is referring to. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok is talking about if you sent down these pirkei kahuna to scamper down there and you bring it back up, then it requires sreifa b'kedusha. It's not that there's a mitzvah of sreifa b'kedusha. So memela, you cannot say it's a nasik mitzvah. It's like a trumat adeshen that you have to do trumat adeshen. It's just that if it happens that you have it in your hands, that's what you do with it. Okay. Now, the closing of the sugi here became very mishubash in the girsa. And what we have is very confusing. So let's read the possibilities over here. Ikri Amri. Now, another way of reading this is that the Mishnah perhaps is only. So, Mlema Matitin Kerebelezber Bitsatok. The Ikalat. I mean, look, the Mishnah is talking about the question of whether you're moyel on, how could you be moyel on something that goes down to the shittim? It's in the tahom. Surely you're not going to send Barnea to recover it from the tahom.
Journey to the center of the earth. It's a tahom.
So, therefore, it's got to be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who says that it's possible to get this stuff, because according to Rabbanan, it's not possible to get this stuff up ever, because it goes down into the tahom. It's not recoverable. So, what's the Mishnah talking about? A case where you would be maya? How could you be maya or not maya? It's irrelevant. This stuff, for all intents and purposes, disappears into thin air. You'll never see it again.
The equivalent of Yam HaMelech.
Worse.
Worse.
Yeah. answers the Gemara according to one approach. The ikalat, no, it could be afilu tema the rabbanan, and it means if you grabbed it before it went down into the tom, what would be the din of me'ilah? Now, the next piece wouldn't work out as we have it at all. Tosu suggests that the correct girsa is something like this, that do we say that it could be not like Rabbi Elazar, this is going back on answering the original Pasha, answered the Gemara, no, it would be talking about like Rabbi Elazar, but you answered originally like Rabbi Elazar is Dafka Ikalat. The Ikalat, it wouldn't be Chayv. Is that the only way to Tzmashma, that it's only because it was not Naseit Mitzvata? But otherwise, so it would not work out Aliba to Rebbe Eliezer. Shall we say that according to Rebbe Eliezer, the din would be that it has to only be talking about this case, because if it was Kalat, then you would be required to be Sorfo. And the Gemara answers, no. Look, even Aliba to Rebbe Eliezer, it's true that you would be Chayiv, but that would only be Minerabonim that you would be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, how could it only be Minerabonim that you would be Chayiv? V'akraka nasivla? Didn't he bring a pasuk that said that he learned it out from Bakodesh Yisarei from Notar? So in which case it's a Dioraita. How can you say that the Chiyav of the Aveda to say it's lo nasik mitzvata is only drabana? Answers the Gemara, it's an esmachta. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadik did not hold that your Chayav mid Dioraita to be sorefit, and therefore the Mishnah is referring even Aliba to Rebbe Elazar. Because even Aliba to Rebbe Elazar, if you were able to get hold of this stuff, and you went, you took some of it, it happened to be in the 70th year that you went ahead and brought it up, it would still work out, because but you're right to this whole chiyav of Sreifa. So you're always going downhill in terms of the chiyav of Me'ilah. You start off with the Me'ilah, the Yoraita, and you end up with the Nisar Hanah, which is only Rabbanan. Whereas by Dam, it's just the opposite. You start off without a Nisar, and you end up with a Nisar, the Rabbanan, where it's Yotze Lenachal Kidron. Why 70 years? Because life begins at 70. Is that what they say?
No.
It takes 70 years for it to get good and tasty, no? Isn't that Yayin? What's the gematria of Yayin? 70. Is that a coincidence? Do you think? No. It takes 70 years for something to really come into its taste.
Come of age.
What is that?
It's no longer Yayin. It's
super concentrated. You can say that about minds that get to be 70, that they're like jelly. Look at Richard. Happy birthday, Richard. but this Yayin gets better with age. Vlad chatatu tumurat chatat v'chatat shemetu ba'alei ha'yomutu. She'avra shnata she'avda v'nimtzeit ba'alat mum, it depends. Im she'kipru ha'ba'alim, then tamud ve'in al-sat tumura v'lo neni v'lo ba'alim. But imat she'lo kipru ba'alim, then the din is that the money is recoverable, because you should wait tira'at she'tsta'ev in the case of the avra shnata, and timacher immediately, obviously it was found with a mum. Then it would be osat mura, and then like any other balat mum mualim ba. So maishna reisha the polik from the seifa, maishna seifa the polik from the reisha, because the reisha is psikale, seifa lo psikale, and therefore we put it into two different sets. Didn't we have this mishnah before? Atana legabe tumura, true. Tana atam mishum tumura, tana acha mishum mila. Hamafrish ma'ot nezirato lo nanin velo mo'alim mipnei shem ru'uyin, since you didn't say what each dollar is worth for, they're ru'uyin lavo kulam shlamim. If a nazir dies and he leaves over ma'ot stumim, also the whole thing can be yutlu l'nedava. But how about if he defined which goes to the chatat, which to the olam, which to the shlamim? So then the debei chatat become a metu ba'alea. Therefore, the money is yochel yama melach lo ne'anim v'lo mo'alim. The Deme Ola, that is a regular, brought as an Ola, Umar Limeh. The Deme Shlamim is brought as an actual Shlamim, because the heirs bring the Shlamim of their father, but it's treated in part as an El Nazir. So it's only Nechalim Niyom Echad, but it's not treated completely as an El Nazir, and therefore Ein Tu'unin Aleichem, because you cannot put it al kapei ha-nazir. And since it says v'natana kapei ha-nazir, if there's no nazir, there's no lechem. Makif le'irish lakish, your language is quite painful to me. Because if we're talking about what theoretically you could do in ru'iyim lavo, so you could say that ru'iyim lavo in a case of kini. Why not add that to the mission? The last piece, according to Tosfos, is brought agav, but it's lav dafka. Amar Rava, amrat Torah b'maot stumim have shlamim. Are you trying to tell me that amrat Torah have torim shloigi esmanim sheinim ruyim mizbeach? Of course not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam is kal b'tchilato v'chamur b'sofo, whereas nisachim are chomer b'tchilatan v'kal b'sofo. Dam b'tchilatan ein mo'alin, once it's yotzer d'achav gidron, it's mo'alin bo, at least b'nerabonin. Whereas nisachim b'tchilatan mo'alin behem kikotshe kodashim, yordu l'shitim ein mo'alin behem. Tana Rabbanan, Mo'alim Medamim Dever Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, V'chachamim Omrim, Ein Mo'alim, My Time Leman Diomer, Ein Mo'alim, Omer Ula Omer Krav, Adina Tativ Lachem, wherever the Torah says Lachem, it means Shalachemu. Dever Rabbi Shimon Tana, Anina Tativ Lachem Lechaper, means Lechaparana Tativ, Lona Mila, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, take a look at the continuation. Lechaparan Avshotechem Ki Adam Huba Nefesh Yechaper, which means who? Lefne kapara kela achar kapara. Ma, that's the who. Ma lachar kapara, it's a given that it will be ilah. After fne kapara, it's a given. Ein bo mi ilah. Well, why don't we say exactly the opposite? That it's in lefne, it's leachar kapara ke lefne kapara. Just like lefne kapara yesh bo mi ilah. After leachar kapara yesh bo mi ilah. Well, if yesh ha-davar shena, asik mitzvato, ve yesh bo mi ilah, well, my law. Hare Trumat HaDeshen, Shalasik Mitzvah Torah Yesh Bo Mila. Well, but that's irrelevant, because Trumat HaDeshen, and Evrei Surah Mishtaleach, Shnei Ketuvim HaBayim Ke'achad, V'chol Shnei Ketuvim HaBayim Ke'achad, Eim Melamdim. Therefore, they are anti-normative. They can't be used by Rabbi Yochanan as the who? Oh, what about Einich HaLaman Yom Evrei Surah Mishtaleach, because they're Eretz Gezerah? What about according to the Ban Yomer that you are Nana from Sir Mishtaleach because of Midbar, Ma'ikalamima? Well, because we have another case. We have Trumat Adashin Ebigdei Kuhunav, the Koi Gadol after Yom HaKippurim, Shnei Ketuvim HaBayim Ke'achad, V'chol Shnei Ketuvim HaBayim Ke'achad, Eim Melamdim. Well, but Einich HaRabbanan, the Amrei that V'inichom Sham means that they're Tunim Geniza Shaper. But what about according to Rabbi Zosan? Rabbi Zosan says, they're not Osir, they're mutterly shtabish bread, at least for Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol can't use these begotim on another Yom Kippur. Michael Amema, Mishum David Trumat Adesh Megla Rufish Nektuvim Aboim Kechad. Okay, but Ein Echal Amandi Omer, Ein Malamdim. What about according to Amandi Omer, Wal Shnektuvim Aboim Kechad Malamdim? Michael Amema, well, but we have Tremiyuti. Both of these cases, it says here by Arufa, it says Ha-Arufa, and by the Trumat Adesh, it says Visamo. To tell us that these are unique cases. Adi in mide achrina lo. Whereas nisachim, we start off mo'alim behem. So what? That means that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, you should be mo'al until you finish the sreifa. Because he says, lul katanaya ben kevesh lebizbech b'marava shel kevesh, in which achat eshivim shana pirchei kuda yordim bo umevi imyayin karush, which is normally gulay dveila, and sorfino tabi kedusha, shenema bakodesh haseich nesach shechar la'ashem, keshem shenisucha originally is bikdusha, kak sreifata bikdusha. My mashma, where does it doesn't say a word about Sreifa in this pasuk? V'yomer Avina, yes, it does, but you have to be aware that there is a Gzeres Shava here. Atya Kodesh Kodesh. It says over here, Bak Kodesh. Kodivata Visarafta Tanotar Be'ish Lo Yechel. Ki Kodesh. Just like Notar Sreifato B'Kedusha. Afainami Sreifato B'Kedusha. Says, well, no, Afilu Tema Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok. It means the Ikalat. Maybe the Mishnah is only Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok. Because how in the world is this stuff available for Me'ilah according to Rabbanan if it's Yoreh to the Tahom? No, maybe it means if you were collated before it reached the Tahom. Anyway, getting back to the Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, are you going to tell me that it's Lok Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok? No, even Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, the din of Sreif is only Rabbanan. He brings a pasuk for Krokodosivla. That pasuk is an Esmachta.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Just take along a nice garbage bag, fill it up with some snacks. Arba snacks.
I think I got the last swing here.
Because the Taiwanese are going crazy there. They're bringing big bags. As they're packing them, they're popping them into their mouth. Yeah. This is major.
Do you have to be
780
or what?
Huh? Yeah, the Taiwanese actually, they said that they were eating these. That's what somebody told me.
You have to eat them live. You have to cook them live. Or
else what?
Crunchy, huh?
Okay, we were holding in Perek Vlatkatas. We began already yesterday, Perek Shishi, and we are right up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Omad Aleph.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Hamafrish Ma'ot Menezirutov. Remember that this Perek discusses various oddities, bits and pieces that are unusual situations. So yesterday we spoke about the dinim of the chataot ha-metot, distinguished between blat chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shemesu ba'ala, which are always chataot ha-metot. And a chatas sha'avra shenatar ashur shenizkaper ba'ala ba'acheret, that are sometimes chataot ha-metot, where Rashi learned to mishu, we had shtayim reyuta. Today we want to talk about a case where somebody set aside money for his korban nezirut, and he didn't define what the money was for. Now every nazir has to bring an asham and a chatat and a shlamim. When he sets aside this money without saying what the money is for, he could theoretically decide to use all of this money for his shlamim and then add money for his chatat and his olai. It's not limiting his korbanot dafka to this money. Because of that, lo nehenin velo mo'alim. You would not be chayev mi'ilah, the misuse of these funds, because had he wished, he could have decided to use them all for shlamim, in which case they're the equivalent of kachim kalim. Kachim kalim are not called kodshe Hashem until after Zrika, and therefore in this case there's no problem of me'ila at all. Now, a mate, in a case where a nazir died after setting aside money that were undefined, which are called ma'ot situmim, money that has remained sitam, that was undefined. So, mate vayula ma'ot situmim. In this case, yiplulin edava, we have a halacha l'gabi nazir, that all of that money should be used for a nidava, in other words, for a korban olah. If, however, he had ma'ot befurashim, so that he had partial chatas money, asha money, and shlami money. Well, the demei chatat, obviously, this is a classic case of chatot ha-metot. In the case we have money, which would, had it have already been a chatat, would have been a chatot ha-metot, but then the money goes to the Yam HaMelech. So the demei chatat yechul Yam HaMelech, lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alin, as we've seen all along, the din of me'ila by the Chatat HaMetot. So there's no din of Me'ilah there. Demei Ola Yaviu Ola. The Ola money you're always able to continue to bring an Ola with, and we do so. Umoalim Behem, and since they're Ru'uyim for Kodshei Kodashim, so then, of course, I would be Moel, the same way I'm always Moel on Kedushat HaPeh on Kodshei Kodashim. How about the value of the Shalamim? That is an interesting thing, because the Shalamim can be brought as a Shalamim, even after death. And the thing is that this Shalamim came from money that was miyuchad for a special Shalamim, namely a Shalamim that a Nazir brings, an El Nazir. Now, what's different about that Shalamim is that usually a Shalamim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. But the El Nazir has the same din of Achila as his Chatat and Hashem had, namely that they can only be eaten until the next morning. So it's the Yom, the Laila. And therefore, the case of yours, even though I bring it as a Korban Shalamim, Demei Shalamim, Yaviu Shalamim, however, Ne'echalim Le'Yom Echad. They can only be eaten for that day. You don't eat them the way you normally would eat a Shalamim. But that doesn't mean that we're assigning to them all of the dinim of an El Nazir, because an El Nazir, you'd have to bring Lechem with the El Nazir. And in this case, where the Nazir has died, we do not bring Lechem Ve'im to Unim Lechem with a very simple reason, that the din of that Lechem is to be V'natan al-Kapei HaNazir, which is difficult to do when he's in the grave. Says the Gemara. There's a machlokas whether you'd have to be mefarer if you're putting it somewhere else, because then it could be recovered. So Rish Lakish says, look, if it's theory that we're interested in, you're telling me that he set aside money. I mean, if a man set aside money for his nazirut, undoubtedly he's going to be using it, some of it for shlomim and some of it for his chatas, some of it for... So you're saying, well, but look, you can look at it theoretically. I mean, theoretically it could have been used as a shlomim, and therefore you won't be moral. So, I mean, why don't you say that if a guy was mafrish ma'ot lekini, he set aside money to bring a korban ayla for kini, right? Now, the case over there is, if he had wanted to, he could have brought Torim, or Bnei Yonah, actually is the real case, as I'll explain in a moment. He could have brought the Torim specifically that are kosher only when they are older. And the truth is, the Bnei, you remember from Chulon that the Torim and Bnei Yonah are two separate species. They're similar, but they're two separate species. The Bnei Yonah, because they're always referred to as Banim, are only kosher before they reach maturity. The Tor is kosher only after it reaches maturity, and in both of them, the defining moment is the turning of the color of the feather. The moment the feathers start turning tzahov, it becomes possible if it's a Ben Yonah. When the feathers completely turn tzahov in the area around the neck and face, then it's considered to be mature, and it would be kosher for a Tor. Now, in this case, if a guy would say, okay, you know what, I'm going to use my money, and I'm going to buy a Tor, because I found a good deal on a Tor, it's not quite ready to bring to the Mizbeach yet, in another month it'll mature and I'll be able to bring it to the Mizbeach. So now, if that's the case, if he would have brought something that is lo higiazmana, right? So he could theoretically bring Torim shelo higiazmana. Now the Gemara says of your, or he could have brought Bnei Yonasha Avarzmanam, which doesn't make sense. I mean, how could he have brought Bnei Yonasha Avarzmanam, but it's too late, you'll never be able to use them. I mean, he's not going to be Yotze. So the Tosfos says over here that Bnei Yonasha Avarzmanam is clearly not part of the equation. It's just that usually we throw these two things together, so we just threw it in because it always goes together to say Torim shelo higiazmanam Bnei Yonah. But in our case, what I'm trying to say is, Reish Lakish says, what I'm trying to say is, had he brought something that right now is not royal Mizbeach, okay, so then it's not yet called Kodshei Hashem. Kodshei Hashem is something I can bring to Mizbeach. I can't bring this to Mizbeach. So you're saying theoretically. Okay, so theoretically I could have done that. So what are you going to do to me? You'll say, hey, how come we got to wait a month to bring it? So that's your problem. No, so we'll wait a month. What, are you going to lock me up in jail because I brought it too early? So theoretically it would be a problem. I could do this. And therefore you should say that in any case where I could have brought something that is temporarily not right for the Mizbeach, I shouldn't be moil on the money. Because after all, we should look at this money as an immature carbon. I mean, because theory is what you're discussing. So let's say also, therefore, says Rish Lakish, let's see this inside. Matkil of Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish attacks now the position of the Mishnah. Then Lisnei Nami, let it also say, I'm Afrish Ma'ot Lekinav. Lo Le'anim Ve'lo Ma'alim Mipnei Shein Ru'yim La'ati Torim Shelo Yigi Azmanam. And this should be put really into parentheses. B'nei Ona Sha'abar Azmanam. Omar Rava, so Rava said to Rish Lakish, I mean, come on, man. Amrat Torah B'ma'ot Stumim. What are you saying? When the man puts aside money, is it true that the Torah said bring a shlamim? Is it true that if I go ahead and take all of this money and bring my shlamim, I get a pat on the back? No. So I'm doing what is roi to do from the Torah when you're telling me that theoretically I could have used the whole thing. I could have used the whole thing and they would have said that's great. So in this case, what? The Torah also said, bring birds that are not usable for the Mizbeach. So you're saying, I could have done that, no one would lock me up in jail. No, so. But the point is, that's certainly not what it's made for. How can you say such a thing? Therefore, it's not a comparable case, because here it wouldn't be Roy Le Mizbeach at this point at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you consider the comparison of Dam with Nisachim. Now, Dam is the beginning of the process and Nisachim is the end of the process. What's interesting is that Dam starts slow. It's Kal Betchila, there is no din of Me'ila on Dam at all. Now we'll see, we learn that out of the Pasuk. The Torah specifically excludes Dam from Me'ila. But it's Chamur B'Sofo. In the end, after you do the Zrika, which is odd, because after you do the Zrika, it's Nasek Mitzvato. Usually, the Nasek Mitzvato, there's no din of Me'ilan. What's interesting is that by Dam, albeit it's only Midrabanan, of course, but what they used to do is they would sell the Dam as it came out into Nachal Kidron. So there was the water that would flow through to clean things up in the Azara. And that would flow out into Nachal Kidron, which meant that there was a portion of Dam that was flowing out into Nachal Kidron. What they would do is they would recover that Dam for sale as fertilizer. And that way you could use water that was mixed with Dam, basically, and that would help your crops grow. So that the Rabbanim in that case were gozer din me'ila because they wanted to recover the money for heck. They were going to reprocess the water. So they already were gozer me'ila on the dam, which is interesting because it starts off more kal than it is at the end, which is the opposite of everything else. Then there's no more me'ila. And over here in the beginning there's no me'ila, but in the end there is me'ila. That there's no me'ila. Kal.
Until where?
Until such time as after the Zrika, when the dam is now going to be reprocessed. When it has to actually flow into Nachal Kidron before it goes into Me'ilah. Rashi points out we don't make Gezeiros in the Beis HaMikdash proper. Okay, but once it flows out into the Nachal Kidron, now we make a Gezeira that there should be Me'ilah on it. So Yatzar, Nachal Kidron, Marlimba. Whereas Nisachim, the opposite is true of the Yayin that is poured out on the Mizbeah. We're over there, B'tchilatan Mo'alim Behem. In the initial offering, then of course, like all other Kodesh Kodashim, poured out entirely on the Mizbeach, have the same din as the Ola itself. If I pour out the Nisachim on the Mizbeach, so now I've done my duty, it's Naaseh Mitzvato, and finished. There's no more Ne'ilah on it. Yardu L'shitin Ein Mo'alim Behem, this is more standard. So in comparison to the two liquids that are put on the Mizbeach, they're actually opposite dinim. Says the Gemara, turn around on it. Ma'alim b'damim divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says there is me'ila b'damim min Rabbanan, and it so agrees Rabbi Shimon. Chachamim omrim ein ma'alim. My time of the man diomra ein ma'alim. Now this my time of the man diomra ein ma'alim seems to be a mistake, and the correct girsa, as both Rashi and Tosfos bring, is that kuli alma ma'adim. That midiraisa ain't me'ila. So up front, when you have dam, there's no me'ila. How do we know that? My time, Omarul Omarkro, Vanina Tativ Lachem. Why does Torah say, and I gave the blood to you? I gave it to you. In other words, Shelachem Hu, it's yours in terms of its financial obligations. If you use this dam, it's not like taking something from a Hegdish or a Shavu Pruta, you'd have to be Me'ila. Look at it as if it's yours. Obviously, there are mitzvahs to be done with it. The mitzvahs involve usage for Kadesh. But it has none of the financial implications that Me'ila is generally based on. And of course, Shavu Pruta is the, since that's the definition of Me'ila, we talk about it as if the issue is ownership, since after all, monetarily, that's what counts. Okay, that's the Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Omer Kro, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. Note that it says ki adam hu benefesh. Where is that? But ki adam benefesh yechaper. Adam hu, remember that wherever the Torah uses the word hu, it always implies, I skipped one, I said over Ula, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel said, look, the issue over here is not ownership. But the point is that Anina Tativ Lachem Lechaper is what it says. So if that's the case, what it's saying is the relationship that you have in Dam is a positive one in that it's being brought for Kapara. Lechapara Natativ Alolame Ila. The thing that you're using for Kapara is not the thing that's going to get you into more trouble. So that's something that will not bring you the day Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Omar Kro, ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. And whenever it says hu, that tells us that existentially it remains the same. Hu, lifnei kapara kila achar kapara. So just like mali achar kapara in bo mi'ila, just like it's a given that after you were mechaper, there's no din of mi'ila on it. Af lifnei kapara in bo mi'ila. So too, the Torah is saying it doesn't change. It's the same dam as it was, as it will be later. Well, maybe we should read that the other way around. I mean, why don't we say, since it's a given that something that was not nasek mitzvato is always mechayev mi'ilah, so maybe the Torah is saying a big chiddush that even after who it remains chayev in mi'ilah the same way it was chayev in mi'ilah before. I mean, how do you know the darsh in the pasuk l'kula instead of l'chumra? So ema malif mekapara yesh bo mi'ilah. We know for a fact that everything that was nazik mitzvato is certainly going to be poka the chiyav of mi'ila. Tosfos says, okay, fine, you say the opposite too. I mean, you could say, emecha davar shalom nazik mitzvato that ain't bo mi'ila. I mean, why do you say it this way? Says Tosfos, that's a given. I know that from the din of Egla Rufa. Since Egla Rufa becomes Osir, where it's taken down to Nachal Eitan, so that means that it's a given that something can Osir it, and before that, nonetheless, it was not Osir, even though it was Hukdash.
So again, we had another one that says, L'chaper Natati Lo L'Achila.
Correct.
He was saying Lo L'Me'il.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of chiyuvim that we potter you from dam because of this drasha. So, okay. It says the Gemara, that's your logic. But it has to be that anything that was nasik mitzvato shouldn't have me'ila. I can bring you examples of things that were already nasik mitzvato and have me'ila. The best example is Trumat HaDeshen. The whole point of Trumat HaDeshen is that anything that's on the mizbeach is considered to be nasik mitzvato. So the Trumat HaDeshen itself, after I take off the Trumat HaDeshen, so certainly was not said mitzvato. And yet the Torah says, v'samo etzo mizbeah, to tell me it's got to stay there, you're not allowed to take it away, you're not allowed to use it. So it means that even though it was not said mitzvato, yeshbo mi'ila? This was a question that our president asked some time ago, if you recall. I think it was about 2 months ago. You remember? Yeah. So, why don't we take that as our source and say that indeed we should say who means just the opposite? Now I'll tell you, because you see, Trumat HaDeshen cannot serve as a model. Why? Because there are two unique cases. There's Trumat HaDeshen, And there's the Sayyir HaMishtaleach, after you throw it down the mountain and it breaks up into pieces. Since the Torah calls it Eretz Gezeirah, so Eretz Gezeirah means it remains osur on you, even after you threw it down the mountain. In which case, you now have two unique cases, Trumat HaDeshen and Evrei Sayyir HaMishtaleach, where they remain osur even though it was Nasik Mitzvato. So you have Shnei Ketuvim, Habayim Ke'achad. These two things, because the Torah needs to mention them separately, are clearly not meant as models. V'chor Shnei Ketuvim, Habayim Ke'achad, Ein Melamdim. Yeah, except there's one problem. There's one man, Diomar, who says that, forget about Eretz Gezeirah, it says on Midbara. Midbar is always the symbol of Hefker. Ma Midbar, Hefker, Lakol, and so on. So on the contrary, it means that there is no Isser, he says, on the... So then you only have one case again, in which was Nasik Mitzvato, which is Asur, and that's Trumat HaDeshen. So why can't I use Trumat HaDeshen as a model, which destroys Rabbi Yochanan's whole basis? I should say just the opposite. Who teaches me? It remains Asur B'Mi'ilah, and it's just like the Trumat HaDeshen. So Heini Chalaman Yomer Ein, it's all very nice if you hold that the Abrei Sayyir HaMishtaleach are Asur Bana. Ela Laman Yomer Ne'anin Mehen. Ma'ik Alameima. How about if you hold that there is no Isur Hana on the Eivarim of the Sayyir HaMishtaleach? You're left with only one case, and when there's one case, by definition, it's not unique. It's used as a model. And then we should say that who over here tells me the same Ne'ilah that was there in the beginning when you were Magish and Pepeh remains on it even after I do the Zrika. Ah, you'll tell me, what? That's impossible. I say, no, it's not impossible. Take a look at the Trumat HaDeshen. There you have a perfect example of precisely such a thing. Ah, I'll tell you. Because there is, forget about, okay, there's no Eivrei Sayyir HaMishtaleach. But how about the Big Day Kuruna on Yom HaKippurim? Big Day Kuruna on Yom HaKippurim, the Torah says, V'nichum Sham. V'nichum Sham means they have to be set aside there, hidden, and not used again. Well, they were already finished. So why are you telling me I can't use them again? Must be that you're telling me, even though it's not Nasik Mitzvato, that Enochinami remains Asur. Why don't I learn out from that? Aha! Uh-huh, because I have also Trumat HaDeshen. So I have two cases again, and Shnei Ketuvim Ein Melamdim. I have Trumat HaDeshen, and the Big Day Kuhuna B'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. So Bishum Narele Trumat HaDeshen B'Big Day Kuhuna, Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad, V'chol Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad, Ein Melamdim. Yeah, but not everybody agrees that the Big Day Kuhuna can't be used again. Heini Chal Rabbanan, the Amrei V'Nichum Sham teaches us, Melamed Shem Tunim Gniza, if you all like the Rabbanan who say that the Kohen Gadol's Begodim have to remain there and cannot be used again, sharper than fine. And you do have two examples, namely the Trumat HaDeshen and the Big Day Kuhuna. But how about according to Rabbi Dosa? Rabbi Dosa, the Amar Mutar Vishtamesh Ben Kohen Adyot, he says V'nichum Sham just means don't use them on Yom Kippur again. But somebody else can use them. As long as it's not for Avodat Yom Kippurim. So how about that? Ma'ik Alameima. So what are you going to say over there? We only have now one example of a case where Le'akash Nasek Mitzvato, it's a Surbana, namely Trumat HaDeshen. Why can't I use that as a model and learn that the word who is coming to teach me to follow the model of Trumat HaDeshen? And to say that Dan remains Asur, even after Shanazek Mitzvato. Now what are you going to say? Ah, because there's yet a third case. There's also Eglah Rufa, you see. So you have Trumat HaDeshen, Eglah Rufa, after you do what you have to do to the Eglah Rufa, you're already fit. Still remains Asur Ba'na'ah. You don't say, well, but I already did what I have to do. Nasek Mitzvato. So we have two cases where the Torah says, even after you completed doing what you did, you're still going to remain Asur. So again, with that, Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad. So it's all together, we really have four special cases, theoretically. We have the Eivrei Sayyir HaMishtaleach, if you hold that way. We have the Big Day Kuhuna Yom HaKippurim, if you hold that way. And then we have the Trumat HaDeshen and Eglah Rufa, according to everybody, that definitely are still Asur Bana'ah, even after we're Nasek Mitzvato. So you certainly have Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad, and therefore you can't, at least two, I mean, the more the merrier, but at least two, and Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad preclude using either of them as a model. Yes, yeah, but not everybody agrees to that, do they? That's very good if you hold that Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'achad Ein Melamdim. El Alman Diyamar Melamdim Ma'ik Elameimar. If you hold that you can be Melamed, what do you say? You know, it's a fascinating thing. You notice that the more calm an individual is, the less he falls asleep in Shir. That's remarkable. The people that jump around, the ADD people, they fall asleep. That's curious. You think it'd be just the opposite, because there's more energy, but no, it's not like that. I'm always suspecting our common collective presence of sleeping. You take a look at him. His eyes are wide open. He's looking down at the Gemara. Mind never wanders. It's a wonderful thing.
Conservation of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's very nice.
I don't know if he can do it even in his sleep.
I didn't think of that one. Nobody asks good questions. Get to that in your sleep.
Why didn't they come up with this big question?
See, he's going to prove it now. No, we always do that first to establish if there are shnei ktuvim k'bayim k'echad, and then at the end of the sugya, we do this all the time. The end of the sugya, if we're left with only two, then we ask according to the Mandi Yomer. Because sometimes the end result is, when we go through this process, is that we say the Mandi Yomer holds shnei ktuvim k'bayim k'echad, melamdim is moda that shlosh ktuvim k'bayim k'echad ain melamdim, and therefore one of these additional ones he holds. It's not what we do in this case. But that is part of the format that sometimes comes at the end. That's why we always do it this way, to see what our options are. So now, how about if you hold Shnei Ketubim Bam Kechem Melandim Maikel Amemar? Ah, what are the two cases? Egla Arufa and Trumat Hadeshem. Both of those cases have an extra word or letter that forces us to say that they are unique, even though otherwise I might have used them as a model. By the Egel Arufa, it says Ha'arufa. Instead of saying Egel Arufa, it says the Egel Ha'arufa, which again tells us, stay with this uniqueness of this case, the special case of Egel Arufa. And by the Trumat Hadeshem, instead of saying V'sam Eitzlan Mizbeach, it says V'samo Eitzlan Mizbeach. It, not anything else. So again, each case comes to teach me that it cannot be used as a model. So Hani'in, Midiachrin Lo. These and only these are unique. Nothing else is to be learned from it. Even if normally you would have learned, Shnei Ketuvim Bam Kechad, not here.
So each one is individual and not, I don't
understand. No, each one is unique, not individual.
Unique and individual, not Shnei
Ketuvim. No, and therefore not usable as a model. Forget about Shnei Ketuvim. I'll tell you what's really bothering you if you want to know. I'm just not giving you enough time to work it out. What's really bothering our dear president is, why do you need two miyut? If you're darshaning this as a miyut, then one miyut is sufficient. There's one miyut says, look, this case is unique. If I'll find another case, I understand then that it's unique. But it's saying, don't use this as the model of behavior. So why do I need two miyut?
Maybe one and a half is not good either.
One. You want to move over to that side of the room?
Oh,
we're going to fight you all in one time. Okay. All right. That's the question. What's the answer? This is a famous question that does exist in a number of places. Here he brings a teretz on Amud Aleph. It's the doses we put on Amud Aleph over here. He brings a teretz on Reba, the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that the din of Arufa, the Egla Arufa, I have to say anyway. Because otherwise, if you recall, the Gemara in Chulin, it uses Egla Arufa, Ha'arufa, that told me not to make a kal v'chomer, that things that are kosher b'shkita should certainly be kosher b'arifa. Since the Egel Arufa is unique only b'arifa, not b'shkita. Right? So since it needed to be said, I wouldn't have used it as a miyut for this case, and then I would have used the Trumat Hadeshem as a model. So the Mela, I need to exclude that also from Trumat Hadeshem. The problem is that the same format occurs in other places, and there you don't have that nice, simple answer. There was the same thing with Tre Miyutei Ketivei. In such cases where you're left with Tu Miyutim according to Ban Yorma, that Melamdim, there's not a simple answer. Okay, but we'll do with that here. was good enough for Rabbeinu Peretz. It was good enough for Rabbeinu Peretz. No, I know that. Listen, it's not the question that both of you are not brilliant.
No,
it just takes too much time to argue things out.
The issue. No, I heard several analyses. When you hear them, you know.
Yes.
But it's more than one, it's usually.
Well, we're on the road to Aspen. This is not one of the sources that we don't. Nisachim batchila moalim ben. Lema masnisin delo k'revelazer barabitzadok. An interesting case over here. The Nisachim. I pour the wine down. Now, I mean, everybody figures, okay, out of sight, out of mind. That wine's going somewhere. Where is it going? Now, if you hold a Gravelozer of Itzadek, it's going into a holding chamber. Gravelozer of Itzadek Shita is that Lu Katan Hayat Ben Kevish Lam Zbeach B'Maravosho Kevish Achat V'Shivim Shana Pirchei Kuna Yorgimbo U'Meviin Yain Karush Shudomer Le'Igulei Devela Vesorfimota Bikdusha. He holds that there is actually a chamber underneath the Mizveah which has a place in the floor that you can lift up, go down into it, so that the congealed wine, which is similar to the dates already at that point, so it's hardened over 70 years, every 70 years they would go and clean it out. And what do you do with the wine that you clean out? Sorfinota bigdusha. You have to burn it in the Azora Shinamra Bakodesh Hasech Nesach Shekhar Lashem, which means Kishem Shenisucha Bigdusha Kach Srefata Bigdusha. The word Bakodesh implies that it needs to be burned Bakodesh. It does. I mean, my mashma hasn't mean that. Vom Rabina, because he's relying on the word Kodesh that appears also by notar. And just like notar sreifato has to actually be bikdusha, we learn that out from echatas, in which ba'esh tisareif, all things that are psulo bikodesh need to be burned bikodesh. So even though this is not psulo bikodesh, but it's compared to notar, hainami sreifato bikdusha. But in any event, if sreifato bikdusha, then that means it wasn't nasik mitzvato. You have a long mitzvah of a year, which will only be completed in another 70 years, when you're going to end up burning up the yayin karush. And yet, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that having poured out the yayin, there's no problem. Apparently, it's not going according to Rav Eliezer. Instead, it's following the Chachamim, who hold that the shittim go all the way down, basically to aquifers under the ground, and it's lost. It's lost forever there. So, must we say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzedek? Says, well, not necessarily. Afilu tema Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzedek. It's talking about over here that matnitin the iklat, should say. The Mishnah is talking about where somebody caught the wine before it went down into the shittim, which actually go into the holding pit, and therefore never went into the karka in that case. And the halacha is, as Rashi explains it, that the din of the kedusha on the yayin requires a new kiddush ritzvah, essentially. It's the going into that pit that creates the kedush. It's like kedushat kli. And it creates the Kedusha that's B'chayim Srifah B'Kodesh. But if it never gets there, it never gets that Chiyuv. And therefore, it was Nasek Mitzvato, because it never was Kedusha Taguf to be Rimechayim Yumi'ilah. That's what we'll have to say the cases. Which makes sense. I mean, otherwise, how else were we talking about Mi'ilah and the wine? I mean, how did it get to the wine? Because it clearly put something there, collected it as it was coming off. What a waste, all that good wine going down into a hole. Let somebody enjoy it. So there it comes to tell me that there is no chiyuv of me'ilah.
That's where Jeremiah got his wine. The bullfrog.
I know, I was waiting.
That's what it says? No, no, that's a mistake. Yeah, it's a printing error, just the ink. The ink got karush in the press. There's another approach over here. Ika the Amri, others say, does this mean that Lema Matnitin Kareb Elazar Rabbi Tzadok? Is it that the Mishnah is going like Kareb Elazar Rabbi Tzadok and it's talking about the Iklat? In other words, it's Dafka. In other words, can it be that it's going like Kareb Elazar Rabbi Tzadok and it's talking about that he was collated and therefore there wouldn't be a problem and that would be the only way to make it work out? It says the Gemara, no, it's not that. It could be talking about even that he wasn't makritit. When Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says that you're going to be mo'al on it, he only meant ben rabbanan, you're going to be mo'al on it. What? He brought a pasuk. He made this whole fancy drasha. Bakodesh, asher, v'asher, shechar, learned it out from Nota. What do you mean? It's only the rabbanan. Krokanasi? Did he bring a pasuk? No, that's an esmach to be alma. That pasuk, it sounded good. But, I mean, he was never makabel a drasha like that. You can't make a gzerah shava on your own like that. And therefore, he didn't mean that. Mini rice, anyway. Fine. We can still do one more, huh? It's early. I mean, we started, what do you say? Let's pile it on. Dishun mizbeach apnimi v'amenora. Lo ne'ani v'lo mo'ali. Now, it's interesting that, you know, the Gemara always does this. It's so sneaky. It's the multi-level arrangement is just it's so apparent. Every sugya, I've pointed this out to you many times, introduces the issue of the next mission. So we just talked about Trumas Hadesh. Trumas Hadesh, and what do we know about? In the Gemara, on the Mishnah. Trumas Hadesh, and what do we know about it? V'samo etzel mizbeach. Which means that, it's even though it's Naseh Mitzvato, it remains Chayav in Me'ilah. There are two other things that are also put in that same place, which is the special Mokom Hadesh, not the Beit Hadesh, which is outside of the city, but a little place next to the Mizbeach, where things were miraculously absorbed into the ground, the ash was put there. Not only the Trumat Hadeshen of the Mizbeach HaKitzon, but also the Deshen from the Mizbeach HaKitoret, which was inside of the Hecha, was put there, and the ash from whatever was left of burning the menorah, the tilot, was put there. And all of it went together. Now the shaila is, does that mean that the dishun of the mizbeach apnimi and the dishun of the menorah, which was also on this Trumat Hadeshen place, that it would be mechayev mi'ilah the same way that the Trumat Hadeshen is mechayev mi'ilah even after Nazik mitzvato? Says the Gemara, no. Lo ne'anim, indeed this is a drabonim, but lo mo'alim. Ha-magdish dishun batchila mo'alim ba. Now if you were magdish ash in the first place, there would be me'ilah on it. Here, Tosus understands that to mean that, he says, look, some say it means that if a guy brings ashes from his house, and he, for what? Yeah, they have value. You can use them to cover blood that's spilled on the floor and so on and so forth. So then you would have me'ilah on them. It doesn't mean that's obvious. I understand. Why not? We'll see later on there's halacha if somebody gives his garbage to Agdish. I mean, it has value for recycling. So whatever. If it's worth a fruit, it's worth a fruit. I mean, obviously we're talking about it's worth a fruit. What's the chiddush?
What is burden is my
the ketoret. Yeah.
But every day there's
ketoret? Every day. Okay? So therefore he rejects that pshat. And he says it must mean that the pshat is over here that somebody takes the Trumat Hadeshen after and he then goes and is magdish. Which is interesting. In other words, even though there was an Isser of Hana on it before, he'd still be Magdish it to be Mael in it by giving it a new Kedushat HaPeh. Rashi learns that what it means is Batchila, is that he was Magdish, meaning the first part of the Dishon HaMizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah that comes into contact with the Trumat HaDeshen has Trumat HaDeshen attached to it, and therefore because of that, you'll be Mael in this, which is very Bachuk. I mean, it's not... That's to be Mole in that, and nobody likes Rashi's pshat here. So, Torin shelo yigia zmanan uvnei Yonasha avar zmanan lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim. Fascinating, since that, of course, was the question that Rish Lakish had brought up earlier. Something that is not yet ra'ui for the Mizbeach, something that was ra'ui but is now no longer ra'ui, lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim. Now, okay, I know that I have to put the ashes of the Mizbeach HaChitzon on that Mokom HaDeshen. How do I know that? It says, V'somo, Eitz of HaMizbeach. How do you know that the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah, how do you know that that belongs there as well? Maybe that's just taken out and dumped together with the Haramat HaDeshen from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is taken out to the Beit HaDeshen Michutz La'ir. I'll tell you how I know. Because Abba Rabbi Lazar, the Omar Kro, Ve'isir et murato benot satan. It says over there, take the from the oath, take the mur'ah from the notza and put it el mekom hadeshen. So it says that it has to also go on the place of the deshen. Okay? It means it's got to be in the same place that I put the Trumat HaDeshen. Now, the Shaila is like this. You can't say that it's called the Makom HaDeshen to repeat. It says over there, Beferish, to put it, Etzel HaMizbeach Kedma, El Makom HaDeshen. So I know it's not being taken out somewhere else. Now, the Shaila is, do I know that it's put over here? That there's a chiyuv that it has to go there. That I know. Imeno inyan l'mizbeach hachitzon. I mean, it can't be telling me that I need to put the deshen from, it's called makom deshen because I need to put the deshen from the mizbeach hachitzon there. That's obvious. Remember, we're talking about over here parts of the bird, the zefek, things that aren't put on the mizbeach. I cut it out and I throw it. Where do I throw it? Next to the Mizbeach Kedma. Then, gratuitously, the Torah says, oh, and that's the place of the Deshen, okay? Now, I know that's the place of the Deshen already from the fact that it said, V'somo, it's a Mizbeach. By the Mizbeach Achitza. So why is the Torah repeating that gratuitously? To tell me that there's other Deshen here. What other Deshen is that? Can't be the Deshen of Mizbeach Achitza, and it's a given. Therefore, it must be that it's adding new Deshen. Which Deshen? The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. How do you know that the reason it doesn't, the reason that it mentions it, you're claiming it's gratuitous to tell me that there's a new, hello. You're claiming it's gratuitous to tell me that there is a second Deshen that's put there. No, it's the same Deshen. Mizbeach HaChitza. So why did you mention it? Did you ever know where the Makom HaDeshen was? Mm-hmm. Did you know it was Kedma? No. You know it was Eitz HaMizbeach, but did you know it was Kedma? So therefore, it says over here by the Notzah of the Ofot that it should be put Kedma. Oh, by the way, that's the Makom HaDeshen. Is that telling you a new Deshen? It's just been Kovei HaMakom for the old Deshen. So the Ema, how do you know? Eitz HaMizbeach HaChitzon with the Gvon HaMakom? Maybe it's just coming to tell me over here where the Makom HaDeshen is, but it's still the Mizbeach HaChitzon. No, because, I mean, so then, in game, Lema Kro, why didn't the Torah just say over here, and Eitzel HaMizbeach? And then just say, over here, let me put it, Eitzel HaMizbeach, and then that would be sufficient. And why are you telling it, Makom El Makom HaDeshen? The Filu Mizbeach HaPnimi. If you're calling it once again the Makom HaDeshen, then it must be coming to tell me there's a new Deshen, because you could have said simply shlichot ha'etzel mizbeach kedma. So now I understand that that means the Makom HaKadosh. How? I would learn it out from the word etzel. Because the word etzel is said here, and the word etzel was said by the Trumat HaKadosh, the Samo etzel on mizbeach. So I would have automatically said to myself, aha, the Torah is telling me what is meant by etzel on mizbeach is the east side of the mizbeach. So now I know that the Makom HaKadosh is the east side. The repetition of calling it the Makom HaKadosh has got to be to add another dashen. So what dashen is that? That's got to be the dashen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, so now you explain to me that I know the Mizbeach HaPnimi is also put there. How do I know the Mizbeach? I mean, the menorah, rather. How do I know that the ash of the menorah is put there? Menorah minola, dashen ha-dashen. Why does it have to say, it could say, El Makom Dashen. This is Makom Hadik, it's after all, it's a new Dashen. It's not the Dashen that was. So when it adds Ha-Dashen, it comes to tell me, man, this place is as Dashen-y as it could be. So in other words, it's adding yet a third Dashen, which must be the only other Dashen that we have. It's got to be the Dashen from the menorah. The Ketoret, of course, by the way, had a fire to burn it. We didn't just light it, it's not flammable. We took, remember, from the Maharacha to take the ash for the Ketoret.
And there was ash also.
So we have ash mixed over here with the Ketoret as well. It's not only the Ketoret, it's a significant ash.
So every day, we went
out
and breathing, and there was ash left.
Yeah. So that's why on Yom Kippur, we had to clean it, remember? To get the tiaros from his back, to clean the ash away, and then sprinkle on the mizbeach.
And the menorah, what was left in just the wicks, or what was
left? Well, like on Hanukkah and Armanaris. You know, it gets...
wicks?
Yeah, you have the leftover of the wick, gets a little bit carbonized, the whole area around it, and clean it out. All right, gentlemen, it's been fun.
Besides that thing where the wine goes in, that must have been something.